Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Awesome Today. I am Meg, joined by my co-host Kyle for this episode that's starting now.
You already blew out the levels, bro.
That's what I do. I'm known in the levels world as Mr. Blowout. It's not even a nickname. It's more like a royal title. And it's not just talking about when I've had a little too much rich food.
Oh,
I don't know if that's coming through on the mic.
We got some background noises.
The fifth child is home.
Yep.
And has decided to shower.
She's in our space.
The bathroom is right next to the room that we're recording in. So hopefully she doesn't become Mrs. Blowout on this episode. I'll take the blame for any fart noises just to protect my child in the public light. Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell my kids I'll die for them, but I'll be humiliated for them too.
Oh. That's so nice.
Isn't it?
It is.
What's been going on this week? I feel like it's been a really short and long week at the same time.
It feels very short to me. I feel like we were literally just in front of the mic chit-chatting.
Yeah, well, it's what we do.
And
sometimes we just do that with the mic and no computer. We don't record anything. It's the only way I can get you to talk to me.
Yeah, just get the microphone out.
I pull the mic out and you can't stop yourself.
And then I'm a big yapper. Hey, I just saw a TikTok. That's how I start most of my conversations.
Called the big yapper?
Kind of. No, Navy related. This astrologer was talking about how the sun.
Tick astrologer.
Oh,
or talk astrologer, which is
I like tick astrologer.
Okay,
this tick astrologer was talking about how the sun, you know, the star around which our whole
soul, SOL.
Who's they?
Ryland Grace calls it soul.
Really?
What's the name of that book?
Project Hail Mary.
Yeah.
How many times have you listened to it at this point?
Probably on my sixth go through. I'm quoting the lines to him. I still can't do Rocky the Alien because I can't speak in harmonics, but I'm working on it.
Yeah, mild spoiler alert if you've never read Project Hail Mary.
you should read it. I've only read it with my ears. It's cheating. It's not actually reading, but I've listened to it many times.
I will literally murder you. But would you not agree that in this case, the audio is the superior experience because of the Rocky
music? Yes. What's the reader's name? Do you recall?
No, I can look it up, though.
Look it up. I'm just going to say, I think, so the author of the book, I believe, is Andy Weir.
Yep.
And he's a masterful writer in this book, in this instance. But I feel like the guy who reads it, who does the voices of all the characters, and including an alien.
No. It started playing. Okay, you go ahead. You're fine.
He's, man, he brings a life to this that I don't think just the written novel might have on its own, mainly because I don't think my own mind is creative enough, imaginative enough to do that on its own.
Ray Porter. Also, worth noting, this book has been out for, what, 2 years now?
Yes.
The Audible ratings and reviews, and Audible raters and reviewers,
they're real a-holes.
They're a very picky bunch.
Yeah, like I said.
Project Hail Mary has a 4.9 star rating with almost 170,000 ratings and reviews.
Right. When you go read the negative reviews, it's like something that was miscategorized. It was somebody that was like, I hated this walk. It heats unevenly. It's like, what are you doing, Amazon? You run across those now and again?
Oh, well, yeah, for sure. And it's so confusing and also infuriating.
Or somebody's like, it took an extra day to get here, so I'm down-dumbing it.
Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah. People are people, you know?
They are. Back to my TikTok astrologer.
Yes, TikTok astrologer.
He was saying that the sun, this is how we got off track.
Soul.
Yes, feels...
Should we repeat that whole bit now?
No.
That's what Andy Weir's reader, that's what Andy Weir called it.
Ray Porter is the narrator.
Yes.
Now we know that. Now
I think we can call him by his name. He's from the East Coast.
Okay. While I'm telling the story, maybe you could do a little deep dive on Ray Porter.
I doubt it. Go ahead, though. Tell me about Soul.
This tick astrologer, who is not Ray Porter, by the way, was saying that of all the air signs, the sun feels most at home with Gemini. Because it is in the constellation, in the energy of Gemini, that the sun gets to experience the most playfulness, the most curiosity. Now, Aquarius, also an air sign, there is a little bit of that playfulness, but except Aquarius is always thinking about like how to...
Like, how to shank somebody, prison style.
How can we work together to make things better? It's very geared towards like the bettering of things.
Leo? What kind of sign is that?
Hang on. I'm going to get to that in a second.
Well, I just wanted to say that whatever sign I am, I would argue with the Aquarius view that if you want to get anything done, teamwork's not the way.
Okay.
Well, other people going to drag you down.
Leo is a fire sign and there's no surprise there. And then there's Libra, the other air sign, and that Libra is more interested in justice and like also interpersonal relationships. But in Gemini, the sun gets to have fun.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. How does a planet have fun? I don't know.
Well.
But it made me so happy.
They are shaped like balls. Planets.
Oh, okay.
You figure out how they have fun. I don't know.
Well, I thought it was interesting because I was thinking... Immediately, as he's saying that the sun is so happy in the sign of Gemini, I'm thinking, sun, which sign is ruled by the sun? Leo.
Is it? Listen, I'm no tick astrologer.
You know this, though. Because you're a Leo.
Maybe I like to see you get fired up.
Okay, well,
since
it worked.
I'm a fire sign. It worked. Help bring your fire out.
Yes. And someone in the comments mentioned that this is why Gemini and Leo is such a great pairing, because there is this happiness, this joy, this like playfulness, this curiosity that Gemini brings, and Leo is attracted to that.
Okay.
In some way. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, it doesn't hurt that you got a nice bum.
Okay, great. What?
I don't know. What? You're just dropping all new information on me, and I'm supposed to just have an answer for you?
Well, you usually do.
Well, actually, yeah. How do I feel about that? I think it's accurate. I think that you've always been the fun that I can't find on my own.
Thank you. I even noted in the comments that at the age of 46, I do tend to have a more playful, curious, dare I say, adventurous spirit than any of my five children, except for the one Gemini, who is also always up for anything.
Well, I would honestly say, too, somehow he's paired with fire because he's always about to burn the world down around him.
What's his rising? I got to think about this. Okay. Speaking of Nico and the twins, it's the band they're starting.
Nico and the twins. Feels right.
He's, of course, the front man.
Yeah, the front man is the youngest. Yeah.
Yes. The boys around here have finally recovered from the man cold. We are mostly, although yesterday there was a flare-up of coughing.
I was going to say there's still some a-hole coughing, like open mouth. You can tell they're just spewing germs like a spores from a mushroom.
Yeah. But thankfully we've recovered. Also, thankfully, I'm just going to go through some of these topics, but if you want to interject or rearrange, that's fine.
Rearrange my wedding tackle? What are you talking about?
I don't know, but I do know this. You today, once again,
I did a thing today.
Outdid yourself on delicious food prep and taking care of this family so wonderfully with incredibly tasty food.
Now, more often than not, I would argue with you completely outdid yourself.
You did.
Because you're, I think part of your playfulness is,
oh yeah,
you're way too free with adjectives.
Well, and that's Nico too, isn't it? Gemini's really are so effusive, and it hurts my feelings that people feel like they can't trust a compliment from a Gemini because we're so free with them. It's just that we genuinely are that excited and enthusiastic about things. It's not disingenuous.
Nobody, I don't think when people disagree with you that they're disagreeing with how you feel.
No.
I don't disagree with how you feel about the thing. I disagree with the accuracy of the statement.
Exactly. You don't trust it.
I don't view it the same way. Yeah. I don't view, so normally if you were to say, oh, once again, he's headed out of the park, I would look very factually, very logistically at things and say, I mean, it may have been good, but it's no... Mm-hmm. It's not. I just got on base. I didn't hit it out of the park.
Yeah.
But today I did hit it out of the park.
Yes, you did.
We have discussed in the past carne asada.
We have.
Which is a maybe Latino, but definitely Mexican beef stew type thing. And you can have that on rice. You have it by itself. You can drink it with a straw, whatever. You can have it on rice. You can have it on mashed potatoes. It's excellent in tortillas, which is how we chose to have it, on the little ones, the little street style tortillas. Two things different this time. So normally I will go in, and this is a little bit of a Tex-Mex, a little bit of a South Texas bent, where I will put onions, peppers, and even a little bit of celery in the pot first. Now, separately, I'm gonna season and I'm gonna sear the chunks of meat, which is usually like a chuck roast that's cut up into cubes.
Yeah.
You could do stew meat. You can do any muscle slab of meat cut into smaller pieces. That part's not so important. Find what's on sale. Find what's almost rotten that they're trying to get out the door. Save yourself some money. But, and I usually, I guess on that front too, along with salt, pepper, garlic, which you must do on all the things.
Of course.
I usually do some paprika. I usually do a pretty healthy dose of cumin on there, a little bit of oregano, and then I usually put coffee grounds, not used, fresh coffee grounds on there too. I like what that does.
Yep.
So I do that and some flour on the meat, and then I brown all the meat and then get it out of the skillet or out of the pot. I like to do it in the same thing I'm cooking all the other things. Do that in just a little bit of oil. Then add a little bit more oil, maybe some butter as well. Sometimes I'll make a roux first. Sometimes I'll throw in the the onions, the peppers, the celery, and cook them a while, and then add flour. You can go either way. It works. But you do need to brown the flour a little bit. Get a little tomato paste in there. You also kind of want to brown the tomato paste a little bit. And then, of course, garlic goes in, preferably freshly chopped, several cloves, whatever. And I think the rule of thumb is as soon as you can begin to smell that aromatic that it's done and you need to get other stuff added into the pot.
Mm-hmm.
Where I changed things up. So that's all part of the normal gig.
Yes. Yes.
Where I changed things up is... I used the Knorr, which is the brand, K-N-O-R-R, Knorr Consommé, which is it's chicken bouillon, but it has MSG and a bunch of other stuff in it.
We covered last week, yes.
Yes. I added some of that in, and instead of just going chicken broth in there, I poured in a Modelo Especial.
Yeah.
I poured in some beer.
Señor.
I don't know which thing, because there were a couple new things there. The meat was just almost, it was almost like biting into a stick of warm butter. It was so tender.
So tender.
The flavors were amazing. Everybody ate it. There was so much brothy, soupy stuff left that we actually went to the store and bought a second roast. And I went through the whole process of browning the meat again and dumped it into the remaining broth, and it's simmering as we record.
Yes. It was fantastic. Everyone agreed.
Lots of good. We didn't even, I did remake the same salsa that we talked about last time.
Yeah.
But instead of skillet searing the peppers and the tomatoes and stuff, I did an oven roast on everything. Salt, pepper, garlic, olive oil, and then roasted like at 425 for 40 minutes. Then as I pulled that out, then I scarred it up a little bit more in the skillet. Then I blended it.
Yeah.
And did all the things.
And I'm telling on myself when I say this. You literally had done all of this before 9 o'clock in the morning.
It's true, which is
when I rolled out today. I stumbled out of bed and tumbled in the kitchen.
Yes.
Stumbled in the kitchen.
I woke up so insanely early, and all of this had been just
percolating,
machinating something in my mind. The Publix near us doesn't open until 7. So I was literally shifting weight back and forth on my feet, waiting to, all right, I'm going. And I went and got all the things I can. I had everything. The carne asada was on simmer. Everything was done by the time you got up.
Yep.
And it was fine.
Smelled amazing.
Not upset at all by that. I was concerned. I was like, oh no, did she finally die in her sleep? Because
finally,
9's really late for you to sleep. I've always had a mild fear that you might die in your sleep.
That's a wild way to say it.
You sleep so aggressively. The snoring is vicious in the mornings. It's no, just don't be embarrassed.
Okay.
Everybody snores and farts and does things in their sleep. I know that I regularly blow side paneling off the house with my nighttime tooting. What I will say, and this is amazing to me, you've undoubtedly done this subconsciously. I can't remember the last time you've snored while I'm in here. As we mentioned earlier in the episode, because we had one of our children that was showering in the bathroom next to us. Well, I leave the bedroom and I go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
When I come out of the bathroom after my shower in the morning, it's not uncommon that I hear you tearing it up.
Yeah.
Because snoring, not farting, tearing it up. Because you're just like, you've trained yourself. You're not going to snore while I'm in there. But as soon as I'm gone, you're going to make up for all lost
time. That's fascinating.
It is fascinating. It spooked me a few times. I'm like, is someone in the house? I've gone on full alert.
Yeah.
You should not be embarrassed by
that. I'm not.
I think it's masterful the way that you've done it.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
We're both in a good place.
There we go.
Why wouldn't you snore if you were by yourself?
I mean, truly.
Even if you don't like to snore.
Just start it for fun.
It's all me. I'm doing it. Anyway, that carne asada, yes, I would stack that up. I would take that to a competition if I gave a care about people's evaluations.
So this is going to be a censored episode, I'm guessing?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay.
Does that help? Does that make you feel better?
Yes.
Okay.
I wasn't sure where I needed to adjust my levels to.
Well, you feel free to do the things. You have one of your notes is all initials, and I don't know what that means.
TTPD, the Tortured Poets Department, is the newest album release from Taylor Ellison Swift.
What's the second T?
Tortured. The Tortured.
Oh, the Tortured.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then it should be a lowercase T, uppercase T.
Fair.
PD.
Fair. Okay.
I was thinking something.
But it's
toilet paper.
If I may.
Dookie.
If I may, the T is part, the word the is part of the title. Therefore, it's capitalized along with the other words in the title.
Well, that's not how the Dewey Decimal System looks at things.
I dare Dewey to a duel.
Dewey will duel you. I feel like there's a whole Dewey duel to Dickie in the...
There's definitely a tongue twister waiting to be born.
Yes.
Anyway, Friday brought us the release of the Tortured Poets Department. I'm just going to be dead level honest.
You hated it.
I didn't hate it by any means.
You didn't love it.
I didn't love it on the first listen.
Mm.
I was, if I may, underwhelmed. Now, partially, I do think that is just, there was so, I think this album was way overhyped.
Yeah.
And so when that happens, compare that to Folklore, which she dropped in 2020 when nobody knew she was dropping a new album. There was no expectation. I think it's one of her best albums as well. It's more my style of music. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I love every single song on there. And this one just had so much build up. So she dropped the original, which I think the first part was 14 songs maybe, or maybe it's 15. And then at 2 a.m. following the drop, the initial drop, she dropped the 2 a.m. edition, which is like, she called it the anthology, which has 31 songs on it.
Holy moly.
And so it's a lot. It's a lot to take in. It's a lot to process. It's very, this album, in my opinion, was not meant for commercial success. She made this album for herself primarily, I think, and then also for the fans.
And for Travis.
And there's no, there's maybe a wink to Travis, but it's.
In which song?
I think it's maybe. That I think it's called Alchemy.
Okay, well, involuntarily.
Yeah.
Because I would never purposefully read anything about Taylor. Not that I don't like her. Mm-hmm. I just don't love her like you do. I had seen some headline that was throwing a hint. It was throwing a suggestion that maybe something about the song Florida.
Oh.
Was also somehow a nod sideways to.
I don't.
The Travis.
I don't see that. Florida is my favorite song on the album, hands down.
Yes, you've been humming it all day.
I have. It is a collaboration with Florence and the Machine. I had you.
AKA Florence Nightingale.
Nope, different. I had you listen to it Friday morning after it came out.
It's a good song. It's not one that I'll put on my playlist, but it's a good song.
It's going on my playlist.
Well, I would hope you've been singing it all day.
Summer 2024.
In fact, I'm surprised you haven't released a cover of it.
Anyway, I will continue to listen because I did go back and start listening again from the beginning today. And I'm like, okay, I can dig it. It's not going to be like one of my personal favorite top albums, I don't think. But I'm into it. I never like felt like, oh, I hate this album. I was just kind of like, all right, I like it. I can see what she's doing here.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
So yeah, but it's been quite controversial, especially because people are like, this was a flop and you can't say things like that out loud or the Swiftie fandom will come for you and make death threats and all kinds of stuff. And so.
Yeah. Well, you know what else is controversial?
What?
Feet.
Yes.
Ask me how I know.
How?
OnlyFans.
I felt like this was an OnlyFans setup.
No, it's not.
Okay.
I was trying to segue into your conversation about your new shoes.
Okay. I got some brand new.
You like a segue, don't you?
Yes, I love a segue. I got some brand new sneakers for the sole purpose of walking.
Get it? Soul?
Oh my gosh, I didn't even mean to do that.
And I like that you call them sneakers, even though nobody sneaks up on anybody wearing them.
Truly. You and I grew up in a part of the country and in a generational slice where we called these tennis shoes growing up.
Which is asinine.
It is. And I
don't think anybody even played tennis in my hometown. They did yours.
They did.
You were more cultured.
Yes. We had boys and girls tennis at my high school. But I have really, over the years, tried to train myself to stop saying tennis shoes and say sneakers.
That's how I feel about cola and soda.
Okay. And pop.
And pop. Yeah.
Yeah.
And soda pop.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, everybody called, everything was a Coke.
Yeah.
You want to go get a Coke? And it was like, yeah. And then both people got whatever, Dr. Pepper, Mountain Dew, Sprite. Yeah. I hate Sprite.
Okay.
Just for the record, I hate Sprite. It burns.
It does burn. And for what?
For what?
Like,
I suppose it's good with booze, but I don't typically put soda in my booze.
Truly.
Or Coke or pop or soda pop.
Right. I got the Dr. Scholl's, I think they're called Travelers.
Booze walkers.
They are specifically meant for walking long distances. And the people may or may not know this. I don't know if we've really publicly talked about me bringing you into my walking habits. I don't know why I said Travelers. It's called the Time Off Platform Speaker from Dr. Scholl's. I'll link in the show notes if anybody's interested.
Okay. Yeah. No, we don't get any commish, as they say in the business. We don't get any
is that what they say?
Sliver of the profits off that.
Yeah. But I'll put a link in the show notes if you want to go check it out. I am thrilled with the Dr. Scholes, you immediately made fun of me.
Well, it felt like you were channeling your dead grandmother, Ethel, the nurse.
Yes.
They look a little nursey to me.
They could absolutely be worn by nurses or anyone on their feet a lot.
But if you'll start wearing scrubs when we go on walk,
no, that's awful.
I will never cast another side eye of shade towards your nursing shoes.
How do you feel about walking with me?
You're a fast walker. I'm out of shape. And when I go on a walk, it's really just because you're forced to talk to me again and I don't have to carry the microphone around.
That's a mic-free conversation.
It is. Where are you going to go now? It's good. I need to get out and do things. I would otherwise just sit and do my work and not get up. And so I appreciate it. Okay. Begrudgingly, I appreciate it.
Sometimes you do have to tell me to slow down a little there.
It's true. I'm not out fitness for life trying to speed walk. And I'm ambling.
It is.
I'm more like a drunken bum.
No, you're not. Although I've run into a few of those on our walks, haven't we?
They're fast.
It's a lifelong thing that I'm a fast walker. It's something that's true. Just part of me. And I do think it's somehow connected to the reason why I always run hot. I think I just have like a really, my energy inside just kind of burns hot.
Yeah.
Now, which is weird because I can also be, it depends on the season of life I'm in, I guess, because I can also be quite low energy in terms of getting things done. I don't know.
Conflicted. That's a good question.
Hey, circling back, this is way back to the top of the episode.
Oh, back where it says Monday.
Yes. We were talking about fire sign, air sign, and we were talking about Miko's a Gemini. He is, believe it or not, I checked, he's a Leo rising.
Well, that makes sense.
So he's got that fire energy ascendant. That's how people experience him.
Like
with that fire sign.
Like it burns when I pee?
You'd have to ask him about that. Or yourself, I guess.
Well, it doesn't.
Your pee smells like asparagus.
Only when I eat asparagus. Yeah. In fact, it doesn't smell like asparagus. It smells like burning tires.
Oh, okay.
That's anybody that has that olfactory gift of a curse.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's burning tires.
Okay. Hey.
Hey, wait, though. You were talking about how fires burn and all of that. And I've only recently really thought about this. Like, you've seen National Geographic.
Yes.
Right?
I am familiar.
You know,
the kind of programming. Yes. Yes.
You've seen the lion.
Yeah.
And he's laying there, just flopped out on his side, like the big cat that he is.
Yeah.
And the flies, he didn't even bother to swat the flies away. The cubs are messing with him. And then here come the dingoes and all the things. And it's like, if you broke his life up into 7-day periods, like 6.99 of those days, he's just laying there, and then he erupts. And when he does, it is a magnificent moment of ferocity.
There you go.
And that's like about the only way I can properly say, okay, yeah, I'm kind of Leo in that way.
Definitely.
I'm pretty laid back. It's usually a preposterously dumb thing that's the final trigger. And then everybody's like, why is he so angry?
Yeah.
But that...
Maybe I have that much energy because Gemini is the twin.
You're the dingo?
Yes, and I'll eat your babies.
You love babies.
Yes, that's true. There's double the inner energy. I don't know.
I don't think
we're just making stuff up. Nobody
here. I don't think I have any less fire and energy and things than you. I think I just... I burn my fire inside until eruption.
Okay, but what I'm trying to say is like why my skin is hot all the time.
Because you don't burn your fire on the inside.
Right.
Why are my hands and feet usually cold?
Yeah.
Because I keep my fire in until here it comes.
Okay.
There she goes. There she goes again.
There we go.
As the song says.
Hey, you're not an old dog. And you proved this.
I am a little bit of an old dog, but I did learn a new trick.
By learning a new trick, self-taught.
It's not a new trick, actually. It's an ancient trick.
Okay.
Rubik's Cube. Yeah. I grew up with them. Could you solve a Rubik's Cube as a kid ever?
Hell no.
I couldn't either. It was only as an adult that I figured out all the algorithms and stuff. Now, I have a little bit of a gripe. Maybe that's not so awesome, but I have a little bit of a gripe. So, along with just fixing a mixed up Rubik's Cube, that's a thing. But then there's also doing stuff to create purposeful patterns, like to do checkerboard on 2, 4, or all 6 sides. There was one I remember as a kid because it was the only trick that my sister knew, the only thing my sister knew that I recall on the Rubik's Cube, which was called bullet hole.
Okay.
And so each side was completely solid except for the middle of it, which was a different color.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It was messing with me because I remembered that she did it and it seemed pretty simple, but everything that I was trying out of memory to do, it was just making checkerboards.
Yeah.
It wasn't getting to, or it was just mixing it all up. So I went and looked on the interwebs, on the YouTubes, and I found an Indian guy who I couldn't understand, not because he had an Indian accent, but because he was speaking in a foreign language.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And the subtitles didn't help tremendously.
Oh, no.
Whichever AI it was, they were slacking on that.
Day. Yeah, yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah.
I've been absolutely thrilled, and I've told you this
You constantly tell me you're absolutely thrilled.
Absolutely thrilled and completely surprised.
No, it makes me not believe it because you offer this thing.
It's true. And that's fair. No one's more surprised than me, but I do believe I have found my end game when it comes to lip color. And we talked about it last week.
Okay.
That it had, yes, but it hadn't arrived yet.
You guys don't have the benefit of visible things. I wasn't making a shock and awe face at you like, what? I was just doing it for you.
Yes.
I was feeding you.
Thank you. We had talked about it last week that the Charlie Kale lip shade.
Yes.
With the help of Awesome Today family member, Amy.
It's called brickandmortar.org?
No.
.gov?
Absolutely not. Not even close. It's Charlotte Tilbury.
That's the name of the color?
It's the name of the brand that makes it.
Okay.
The color is called Pillow Talk Medium.
Brickshithouse.com.
No. It is Pillow Talk Medium, and it got here, and I fell absolutely in love with it.
Do they have Pillow Talk Large or Small?
No. Medium is actually a derivative of the original Pillow Talk shade. They have the Medium. I think they have one that's called Deep as well.
Oh. Medium, deep, and shallow.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I like it.
I
prefer shallow. I'm dumb. What of it?
Okay. I became immediately, instantaneously.
Immediately?
Yes. Obsessed.
And it, by God, you rock it.
Thank you. It is the perfect kind of
medium.
Berry pink with some brown in it. But even better. Okay. So that's that lip pencil by Charlotte Tilbury is $25.
Okay.
The one thing I did.
Even better is when you use it twice and take it back to the store perpetually and get free ones.
You can theoretically
do that. It's free lipstick for life.
The one thing I did not like about it is the formulation of the The lip liner itself.
The guano?
It's a little drying.
Oh, no.
So, I've just been putting a gloss over it, but AJ and I were in Sephora yesterday, I guess it was, and I had heard that in the Sephora line of cosmetics, they have like a quote-unquote store brand, that there's a Sephora lip liner in the shade Rosewood that is a dupe for the color, and it's a more...
Moisturizing?
It's like a gel base. Yeah, it's a little bit more moisturizing. I got it, $13, absolutely perfect, and it actually wore longer. It was on my lips longer than the Charlotte Tilbury expensive one.
And it smells like candied carrots.
No, that part's not true.
Okay, but wouldn't it be cool if it did?
I suppose it would.
I'll work on that.
I'm so thrilled.
I'm thrilled for you. I'm thrilled for, I mean, I don't give a shit about lipstick, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I don't often wear it. When I do, it's with a different outfit.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled for anybody that geeks out on a thing and then finds...
Yes.
They find the Holy Grail.
It is the Holy Grail. It is in game. I feel like I can confidently say I've got a red I love, an everyday, and then a nude that I love. Mm,
I like those.
Yeah. And the nude actually is the Pillow Talk original. Mm-hmm. The Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk original.
Is it medium or is it...
It's not medium.
Soft or is it hard?
Oh my God.
You set that up. You served up a meat.
I
had to swing at that.
I guess. Hey.
Yes. You say hey a lot. That's a shit transition.
No, everybody loves hey for a transition.
Let's talk about something else and then try a different transition. So the other day I was doing... What? You're looking at me. What did you have to say?
I briefly mentioned in passing last week that we could, in fact, go watch the third season of Resident Alien on Peacock with ads.
Yes. Speaking of peacocks, we watched Resident Alien with ads.
There you go. There is the segue you were hoping for and dreaming of.
I feel a little better.
We watched the third season of Resident Alien.
Yes.
How'd you feel?
It's like any show that goes on for multiple seasons. The storyline got a little dumb.
It's a little convoluted.
Harry's Charlie. Charlie's Harry. Charlie. Harley.
Oh my God.
He did find himself an alien lover.
Yes.
And they were quite active.
Yeah. There was some fantastic comedic acting.
In people's cars and things. Yeah. Yes. It was, and she's a bird. She's an avian alien.
Yes. Yeah.
So there's a lot of really weird things with that. It's worth watching just for that to be like, well, holy hell, there's that.
Some of the plot lines are a little convoluted, a little flimsy. There was one plot line that I just was like, I don't even understand what we're doing here. Another plot line between another couple in town, the mayor and his wife, which for the whole season, I was like, who cares about this? This is so dumb. But then at the end, that was the one that made me cry in the season finale.
It's true. I didn't know you were crying and I asked you a question and it turned into mean crying.
Exactly what happened.
You got pretty nasty with me.
Yeah.
I actually went to confession afterwards.
Oh, my. Because I was mean?
Yes.
You had to confess my sins for me.
That's kind of how I do it. I usually go to confess for other people. The Catholic Church doesn't seem to agree with that, but I'm working with them. We'll get them caught up.
Well, should we do the big reveal?
You want me to put my pants back on and take them off again? What are we doing here?
That would help.
Okay, hang on. Where are they? Well, I had a whole thing planned
for
how to walk into this, but now I can't remember it.
Oh, I was going to say, we can just stop this and me and you can rewind and restart it.
Yeah, no, okay. Well, I was thinking earlier about, and maybe I'll dummy my way into remembering how I was going to walk into this, but I was thinking earlier, like, we are now... So we're in Tallahassee right now, and it's just been within the last week or two that we're no longer below 50 degrees at night. In fact, we'll touch into the 50s in the upcoming week, but now we're 60s, we're climbing, we're 70s and 80s during the day. I don't think we've hit 90s yet. We're getting close, tip tap, toeing around the edges of that.
Yeah.
But we do currently live above the frost line.
Mm-hmm.
If that means anything to anyone.
Oh, it does.
But that is soon not going to be true.
That's changing.
What's happening?
We're going to the beach, and I don't mean on vacation.
No, well, I mean, as a lifetime vacation, yes. Forever vacation.
So, you know, our move to Florida is a chapter of our life where, for myself, I felt like I, you know, wasn't as public about a lot of the details, which right. was nice after many, many years, even prior to...
We had to keep it quiet for the creditors.
Shut up. Even prior to doing Sword Awesome, I had, you know, been blogging for so long and was so... It had become such a part of my life to share all of the different thought processes and whatever behind decision making. But this time it was kind of, we held our cards a little closer to the chest, as the euphemism goes.
I love to press cards into my chest.
Yep.
I often sleep on my tummy with a deck of cards spread out in my chestal area, the chestal That's good. Region.
Yes.
That's why I wake up with the ace of spades on my thing.
Okay.
My chest thing, not my thing. Okay. I put something else. Cards are up top. I got the Rubik's Cube down there. Oh, I can't understand why we don't have more advertisers.
Okay.
Rubik's Cube, you want to spot it? Oh, you didn't silence her.
It's Stacy. She's the only one that busts through.
Okay, you keep talking. I'll text her to slow her roll.
Okay. Yes, so we knew we were coming to Florida. We knew we would land primarily in Tallahassee because of Daisy being here, and we wanted to, you know, be close to Daisy, and we missed her, and also we just wanted to be in Florida. We always knew that Tallahassee was going to be a pit stop.
Did you say piss stop?
Pit stop.
Okay, because Bucky's was the piss stop.
Yeah, that's right.
If I recall.
We knew that Tallahassee would be a pit stop on our journey.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we knew that we always wanted to get to the beach. What we did not know was how long would we be here while Daisy
right.
was all of her years of FSU.
Right.
Would we... We just didn't know. There was so many question marks that we didn't have answers for. And I think I felt uncomfortable talking about it because when you don't know what you're doing, it just feels weird to be like, hey, guys, we're doing a thing. We don't know what we're doing.
Right. Everybody gets all judgy.
Yeah. Or maybe I just perceive that people are going to be judgy and they're not actually.
Maybe they are.
GAF. You know what I mean? Give a flip.
Oh, okay. I was thinking... Judgy as F?
Oh, okay.
Misspelled judgy with a G? Maybe are you German? Are you a German girl or a German girl?
But we things aligned recently. Yeah. Timelines.
Like almost involuntarily.
Yeah, I would say involuntarily, except also very much needed to scoot us on down the road to our next chapter, which is in fact fully moving to the coast.
Just below the frost line.
Just below. In fact, at the beginning of the tropical zone in Florida.
Yes.
We spent a lot of time researching.
Well, you did. Well, I didn't do shit. Yeah,
let's move this back into the singular pronoun.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time reading, researching, reading Reddit threads, looking at real estate, all
watching
kinds
YouTube.
Of things. Watching YouTube. And we've landed on a community. Do we go ahead and reveal what is?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Let's tell people the name of that community when we're moving again. Because it's not the final stop either. It's just the next place.
Yes. And we don't know. We might be there for years. We might not.
You might be there for 2 months. Don't know.
Well, it's not going to be 2 months.
Well, it might be.
Might be.
I got a little something I'll show you later.
Okay. But yeah, we're excited. We are fully now in beach mode, especially as the summer.
We will be, what you say, proper. This place will be 3 miles and a direct drive.
It's from where, from our home to where we will be beaching primarily is a 7-minute drive.
7 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is probably 3 to 4 miles because it's not the interstate.
Right. It's not the interstate.
Yeah. And your plans, as I've comprehended them, is all summer long, every day to the beach until people are like, no, not again.
I've revised this gently. I'm thinking maybe 5 out of 7 days. During the week.
Okay.
Because there's other things to do, too, is the great thing.
Always.
And I'm just going to go ahead and put this out there, put it out to float in the water, as it were.
Like a turd?
Yep. I am super interested in learning how to kayak.
Yes, and?
Snorkel scuba. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, they're two
different. Two different things. I'm going to start with some snorkeling, though.
You can't slash them.
I got to physically work up to getting my scuba certification. That's going to be
tread water for, what is it, 15 minutes?
10 minutes of treading water.
That's like a week in dog years.
That's a lot. So I do have some stuff I'm going to have to tackle before I can get my scuba certification. But kayaking.
Yeah. I don't have to have a license for that. No. Just a kayak.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of wild, really. But they're just like, if you're going to get out on their own boat, I guess just go ahead and do it.
If you fall off, hang on to the kayak, you dumbass.
So we're excited. So any beach tips or gear ideas or whatever, please send them our way.
And don't give soft gear ideas. If you've got a gear idea, we need brands. We need numbers. We need
give me a
specifics.
Link.
Yeah, a link. Even if it's your affiliate.
Yeah, I'll happily use it if it's your affiliate link.
I have no problem seeing people benefit. Just take a little money away from Jeffrey Bezos.
There we go.
Even though it seems like it's only just a little bit now.
It is a little bit.
That greedy bastard.
So we'll be slathering up with the SPF very soon.
You are. I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
I'm going to.
Yes,
you are. I was going to say, I won't say that.
Okay.
I'm just going to go unprotected.
Oh, Lord. This is the episode of Entendre, the double kind.
Oh.
Yes. All right.
All right. Well, I think your eldest spawn is eager to get back to campus.
Yep, back to campus.
So I guess we have to wrap up.
Okay.
This is the, I'm sorry, everyone. What a disappointingly short episode.
Oh, hopefully, there's a lot packed into it, though.
Hopefully the extra profanity will tide you over until next week, which will be the last episode from Tallahassee.
That's right. Yes.
So have... By all means, at all, at any cost, have an awesome today, would you?
Please do. Okay. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.